Okay, Alexander, we really need to talk about Tucker Carlson's show last night. He had on Roger Waters, who's been a big supporter, a champion for Assange and getting Assange out of prison and getting Assange a fair trial and a fair hearing. And I thought this video was incredible. The fact that Tucker Carlson on the number one show in the United States, by far the number one show in the United States, and maybe even the world. He may be the number one news host in the world, had Roger Waters on so he could talk about Julian Assange and what Assange is going through. Alexander, my two cents on this whole issue is that Tucker Carlson having Roger Waters on is huge news. I don't want to read too much into it, but maybe it's a turning point. Maybe it means something. We have both said many times on many programs that Donald Trump does watch Tucker Carlson's show as well. Alexander, I want to get your comments on this. To me, you know, Tucker, what can I say? What every time I think he's doing a great job, he surprises me even more. Good on you, Tucker. I mean, not much else to say. The guy's a true champion of free press, a champion of human rights. That's my opinion.
Well, indeed, absolutely. And can I just say, I mean, it's what Tucker has done by interviewing Roger Waters and discussing the Julian Assange case is something which British mainstream media simply doesn't do. I mean, you won't find interviews like this one on the BBC or Channel 4 or ITN TV or certainly Sky TV, which is, was also owned by Rupert Murdoch, as Fox News is owned. But you don't see this kind of discussion and commentary in the United Kingdom of Julian Assange's case on British national television. And given what a popular anchor Tucker Carlson is, I would hope that this would reach many, many people. I would also hope, by the way, that the fact that Roger Waters, who I suspect still has a huge amount of traction amongst rock music people, that what he says would also carry some traction. For those who are interested, Roger Waters is the one member of Pink Floyd I haven't actually met. Way back in the 1980s, when I was a law clerk, I knew the other members of the group, Mason and Gilmour, but I never knew Waters because he'd left the group. I say knew them, I mean, only as a law clerk, not socially. But, you know, they did leave a strong impression. And, of course, he's not the only person, in the sort of world of celebrity that is concerned about Julian Assange in Britain. Another person who is heavily involved in campaigning for him as the fashion designer, the British fashion designer Vivienne Westwood, for example. And I would hope, you know, some of all of this would at least penetrate to people who perhaps are not particularly political, but nonetheless, you know, like music and are interested in fashion and these things. Because for me, the whole Julian Assange story is a story that cuts across all issues. It's directly what Roger Waters said. It goes to freedom of speech, freedom of the media, and he's absolutely right, by the way, in saying that in video that is astonishing that Julian Assange is being prosecuted, but all these big mainstream media outlets, you know, New York Times, The Guardian, he quaintly calls it
the Manchester. You mentioned The Guardian many times.
Washington Post.
Yeah.
And Washington Post, that they're not being prosecuted. And I have to wonder for how long, because people need to understand, people in the media need to understand, if Julian Assange is extradited to the US and is convicted there of the kind of charges that have been brought against him under the Espionage Act, a precedent is created. And precedents don't stop at one case. I can say that without any hesitation at all. They will be used in further cases further down the line. So journalists, investigative journalists in Britain, and not just in Britain, but in the other common law countries, Australia, New Zealand, who, you know, face the wrath of the United States and whom the United States wants to extradite, they will find themselves facing the same precedent that has been created in the case of Julian Assange. And journalists at the New York Times, the Washington Post, MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, whichever side of the political division you are in the United States, will also find themselves in this kind of situation. When you let this kind of genie out of the bottle, you can never put it back in. It is simply impossible to do. So for that reason, this case needs to be defended in Britain and in the United States. It's great to see Tucker Carlson doing it. It's a shame to see that in Britain, it's people like Roger Waters and Vivian Westwood who are doing it instead of the media, when this most directly affects the media themselves.
And very quickly, before I play the video, and I really do want to play the video segment with Tucker Carlson and Roger Waters discussing Assange, what do you make, Alexander, of the fact that Roger Waters blew apart the entire argument about Sweden and the Swedish case with regards to Assange?
I think it's essential, because this is a thing that, you know, I know the Assange campaign that's been trying to mobilize support for Assange has found most frustrating. Whenever they try and reach out to people, particularly, you know, students, people of that kind, always this issue of the Swedish allegations has comes up. And of course, Roger Waters is absolutely right. There was never a Swedish case. He was never charged. All he was ever sought for was questioning about certain allegations which were made. Now, there has always been a great deal of uncertainty about one of those allegations. Roger Waters says that both women never accused Assange of rape. I know for a fact that one of them initially didn't, and that her witness statement was apparently changed, apparently without her knowledge. I'm not sure about the second. But in any event, the case never was compelling at all, not in any way. If you go into the facts of it, which I'm not going to do on this program, it never really stood up, at least not to me. Julian Assange has provided a very powerful rebuttal in a witness statement, which he provided to the Swedish prosecutor when she did eventually come to Britain and did, in fact, interview him in the Ecuadorian embassy, something she said she wouldn't do and something which the British authorities were discouraging her from doing, as we now know from leaks that have appeared. And that rebuttal Julian Assange has provided has never in its turn been refuted. And of course, the Swedes never went on to bring charges in any event. So this is a cloud of allegations. I mean, I personally believe one in which my own view is those two women were used and manipulated in order to smear Assange by having their stories embroidered and enlarged to make it seem that, you know, he'd done things which, frankly, they didn't really seem to suggest that he had done, in order to destroy his reputation. It has destroyed his reputation. There is no Swedish case. There never has been a Swedish case, in the sense that he has never been charged. And the sooner we put that case behind us and forget about this and concentrate on these overarching issues of the attack on freedom of the media, freedom of speech, because that's also involved, and the ability of journalists to do and provide news, the better it is, because those are the real issues in this case. And if young people, you know, students who I know, as I said, have been the people who might have been the most heavily influenced by some of these stories, if they have any doubts about this, I would urge them to go to WikiLeaks, the website itself, and read Julian Assange's statement about these allegations there. His witness statement, you can find it on the website.
All right. Let's play the video, Alexander. Good for Tucker Carlson.
Brave of Tucker Carlson.
Very brave.
Great of Tucker Carlson to do. And by the way,
good on Fox News.
Good on Fox News. Exactly.
Good on Fox News.
They've done something, as I said, which British television, mainstream television, has not done.
And of course, thank you, Roger Waters. Free Absolutely. Assange. Thank you, Alexander Mercurius. Yeah. Enjoy the video, everybody.
Yeah.
It's been a year now since Julian Assange was taken from the Ecuadorian embassy in Britain. Now he is facing extradition charges to this country to face espionage charges based on his work obtaining and then publishing secret documents. Roger Waters co-founded the group Pink Floyd. He's been fighting to prevent Assange's extradition. He just spoke with us to explain why. Explain, I know you've been following it very closely, if you would, what exactly these charges are about and why he's being charged for what sounds like the things that journalists do every day.
I can only assume that he's being charged. It's a bit like hanging a magpie on a hedge. I think he's a warning to other journalists who might write, not write stories, because this is, but publish stories that the powers that be do not want to be published. And so it's a way of warning off other journalists in the future and telling them, don't do this, or we might lock you up in prison for 175 years, even though nothing that you have done is illegal. I mean,
so he's being, yes. So I'm just wondering, the reaction to this is surprising to me. It's broken down along political lines to some extent, though not entirely. But the New York Times, for example, has a long history, usually considered a noble history, of publishing secret government documents, most famously the Pentagon Papers in the early 1970s during Vietnam. Why haven't papers like the New York Times come to Julian Assange's defense?
Well, you would have to. Oh, the papers. Well, you would have to ask the papers. I was wondering if you were going to ask why hasn't the DOJ decided to prosecute the New York Times and the Manchester Guardian and the Washington Post, who all published the same information that WikiLeaks did? Why is it that they picked out Julian Assange as an example to hang in the hedge and not those other papers? It's an interesting.
Well, that is a fascinating question.
Well, thank you. There are a lot more fascinating questions.
That one right there. So you're just to be clear, those newspapers published the information that he's facing 170 years for disseminating.
They absolutely did. And the Guardian newspaper, I have to say, two of the journalists who published the same information that Julian did on WikiLeaks actually have exposed odd names and brought people into danger because they didn't concentrate on their work and redact everything as Julian did. Julian never put anyone in any danger. And the CIA have owned up to this quite recently. So that story that was spread that he put lives in danger and so on is absolute nonsense, as are all the other smear stories that were told about Julian Assange over the last 6 or 7 years. And he was quite right to go Amazing. To the Ecuadorian embassy for asylum and to not go to Sweden, because we've since learned that the Swedes would have extradited him. And there is not a hope in hell that Julian Assange would get a fair trial in the Eastern District of Washington, D.C. I mean, because... Sorry, go on.
No, I'm just wondering how you got so informed on this and so involved in it.
Well, first of all, I was just starting a large tour when the collateral murder video came out, and I included it in my tour. So I really should be, if he is guilty, so am I. I should be standing in the dock with him. They should be trying to, well, they wouldn't have to extradite me. I'm in New York City. But, you know, every single night of the wall tour that I did, that went on for nearly 3 years, That video of that collateral murder, you know, of the young Americans, airmen, killing those unarmed people and those two Reuters cameramen in the street. It was published in many, many other places, and quite rightly. And it has actually been of great value, I think, to all of us. I'm certain that you believe in freedom of the press and freedom of speech. And
of course.
You believe in the first... Well, I'm not sure that everybody that walks in the corridors of power does, because if they did, they would not be trying to extradite Julian Assange from London with this kangaroo court. You know, they have him locked up in a bulletproof glass cage in the highest security prison that there is in the United Kingdom, banged up for 23 hours a day in solitary confinement. And the only crime that he has been, been charged with and found guilty of is a minor bail infraction. It's a misdemeanor. Yes. It's not even what you guys would call a felony. So it's pretty bizarre.
So let me just, that leads to my final question, which is, in hanging in a lot of people's minds are the sexual assault, I think, charges that we read so much about that Assange was facing.
There weren't
Whatever
any.
Happened to those?
Were there those... weren't any. Okay. They never happened. Neither of the women involved accused him of rape, ever. This was a concoction of somewhere in between the Swedish police and the Swedish judiciary, this story was allowed to develop and to escape. And it was blown out of, not out of all proportion, it was completely invented by mainstream media for whatever their motivations might be. All the smearing stories about Julian Assange, all the stuff about his cat and his personal habits, and it is completely made up. If you look into Niels Meltzer, who was the special rapporteur for torture from the United Nations, who interviewed Julian at some length and has released a really interesting report on all of that. Actually, I saw him doing an interview the other day where he said that he was reluctant to get involved at the beginning because he'd read all the stories and thought, the guy's obviously...
Right,
and he'd
right.
looked into it and said it's all absolute nonsense. And when he wrote his report, he tried to get it published in the New York Times and the Washington Post and the London Times and the Guardian and nobody would publish it. Not a single word of it.
Right.
There's been a blanket.
I'm not surprised.
This is why Tucker, it's so it's not amazing. It's so great that you've got me on and that we're even being able to air the subject at all, because there is, it's almost like what in England we would call a D notice. There's a, you can't talk about it. We've made up our mind.
Well, I'm against things you can't talk about. I'm for talking about things that I know that you're not getting. You're not getting rich from doing this, so I appreciate it. Roger Waters, thank you for that.
Thank you
Good to
very
see
much.
You.